This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to rally behind his plan for fighting the coronavirus pandemic this winter. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Experts say cases will keep rising.
So we need to be ready.
On a visit to the National Institutes of Health, the president laid out a five-part plan focused on booster shots and testing.
It doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns,
which he says should unite Americans who have too often been divided through the pandemic. The president's urging the 100 million eligible Americans who have not yet been boosted to get the extra shot. He's also tightening testing requirements for people coming to the U.S. and wants to require private insurers to cover the cost of at-home COVID-19 tests. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate has passed a stopgap spending bill Thursday night that avoided a short-term shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th after leaders defused a partisan standoff over federal vaccine mandates. Earlier in the day, congressional leaders announced that they had finally reached agreement to keep the government running for 11 more weeks, generally at current spending levels, while adding $7 billion to aid Afghanistan evacuees. Once the House voted to approve the measure, senators soon announced an agreement that would allow them to vote on it quickly. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised the bipartisan effort to avoid a government closure.
I appreciate the work of my colleagues from both sides of the aisle, including Leader McConnell, to reach this point. The good bipartisan work that produced this agreement will give appropriators in both parties and in both chambers time to reach a comprehensive agreement on appropriations by February the 18th of next year.
The measure now-